God has a plan for every person to be fulfilled in what they do and live a good life. Learn more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Kenneth and Gloria Copeland bring you a partnership special. Don't miss a moment of this special series as the Copeland family share about the principles of the blessing in partnership. Now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Kenneth.
What was he talking about when he said, "Those I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those," or it literally reads like this, "and the curse will come on those that curse you." God doesn't have to actively activate the curse. It is already here. All he has to do is just get out of the way and let you do your thing, and you'll go out there where the curse is, and he'll hit you right between the eyes. But you have been redeemed from it. Now, if here again, you go back to your child. If you tell your child, "Now, son, I'm going to tell you right now, wait inside the house here until the animal control people come and get that mad, sick dog off of the front porch. That thing standing out there will bite you. And if he bites you, then we have to give you those old terrible bad shots and all of that kind of stuff. You don't want that. Just do what Daddy tells you. They're already on the way. Just relax here a little bit. But no, now you know better than your daddy knows, and you just can't stand it. You want to see the slobber on that dog's mouth. So you go open the front door, and you get bit, and now you come in there whining, moaning, groaning around about it. I just don't understand how come you let that dog bite me. Hey, dummy. He didn't let the dog bite you. You let the dog bite you. The curse is out there. And you violate this commandment and get out from under it, and you get out there where the blessing is going in the opposite direction, and you're going to get bit. Yeah. But the beautiful part of it is, you can repent. There's a door on this blessing bubble, and Jesus is his name, and you can run back through the door. You can repent and get back in there and say, "Hallelujah. Man, it's good to get out of that. Praise God. Amen." Amen. So God was telling me, he said, those... Let me paraphrase this where you'll get it. I want you to get this. You have to know this and understand it. Think about it all the time till it becomes part of your memory all the time. Here's what God is saying to him, and it'll bear out all the way through the Bible. He said two things to him other than the blessing itself. He said, "This is for you and all of your seed. It's for all your seed." And the reason he chose Abraham was because he would teach his children. It's for you and all your seed. The other thing is this. "Now, Abraham, I release this blessing on Adam with a mandate to see to it that this Garden of Eden would spread throughout this planet, and all of Adam's children, none of them should ever be living in an undeveloped part of the planet. The garden should be spreading in front of the family, and all of the children should walk in the midst of this fabulous garden. And by the time the planet is covered with the and becomes the garden spot of the universe, it will at that time also be populated with God's family." Amen. Now that's the plan. That's what that blessing is supposed to do, and it'll still do it today. It's never changed. But the curse got introduced, and now God is assigning this blessing to another man named Abram, and by blood covenant, He said, it's standing in blood. He swore to him, so shall your seed be blessed. And anybody that'll bless you, the blessing will be on them. And anybody that curses you, the curse will come on them. Why? To stop them. To stop them. They're trying to stop the blessing and promote the curse. That's what persecution is.
Amen.
That's its purpose. That's what it is. It comes from the devil, and its whole purpose is to get you into fear and get you into strife and get you to become a part of the life of a bigot, of a racist, or whatever else kind of persecution he's trying to use against you, any kind of bad talk, any kind of family trouble, or any of it he can possibly do to get you to join in on it. And if you'll join in on it, then the curse is released in your life, and now you are promoting Satan's work, and you don't even know it. And you'll get on television and you're, I've been abused. Boy, television ain't no place to talk about how you've been abused. But that's reality TV. No, that's cheap TV. Some producer dreamed that up and talked a bunch of fools into coming on there and talking about all of this bull. And they don't have to pay them.
Amen.
All you need to do is just come down and be your ugly self.
Yeah.
We'll pay your hotel room.
Yeah.
And you'll get on there and provide $1 million worth of revenue for this guy, and you didn't get anything but another slap in the face. That's how stupid you can be, and that probably answers the age-old question. How dumb can you get? I mean, that may be it right there. I don't know. But that, if that ain't it, it's close. Amen? So, the principle has flowed and followed right on down the line. The mission of blessing the whole earth fell on Jesus' shoulders, and he didn't fail it.
Amen.
He walked in it in its fullness. Yep. Everywhere he went, sickness couldn't stay around him. Disease couldn't stay around him. Poverty couldn't stay around him. What was happening? They said, well, you know, I mean, he's overwhelming the curse. Well, yeah, that's exactly right. But how is he overwhelming? Well, he was the Son of God. He never preached that he's the Son of God. That isn't what people believed. People believed what he preached. He preached that he's anointed. And if you believed he was anointed, the anointing would release and work and remove burdens and destroy yokes. The blessing in operation, thank you very much. He is anointed to bless. He is anointed to release that blessing everywhere he goes. He is carrying out Adam's mandate, and everywhere he goes and everything he touches, the blessing is going in front of him. The blessing is working. He's walking in the light as his Father is in the light. He is keeping the commandment of love, and he is being fruitful, and he is multiplying, and he is blessing, and that Garden of Eden is being reproduced everywhere he goes. Hallelujah. And then he became a curse for us. He defeated the curse. He redeemed us from the curse, and he pulled its teeth by defeating its commander, Satan.
Amen.
Now what happened? Let me tell you first what he did not say. He did not say, as much as religion would like to think he did. He did not say, now boys, I'm going all over the world and I'm going to preach the gospel and I'm going to heal the sick and raise the dead. I'm going to lay hands on people and cast out devils. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I want you boys to go with me. That is not what he said. He said, you go into all the world, you preach the gospel to every creature, and in my name you lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You cast out the devil, you speak with new tongues, and I'll go with you. He was made to be a curse so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. You could say it like this, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us. So now the same principle is working today. Jesus, he started it by saying this. I'm assigning you to take the blessing in my name. Brother Copeland, I thought we were to preach the gospel. I'm so glad you brought that up. Because turn with me over to the book of Galatians. I quoted this a while ago, but you're going to have to read this. Because some of you won't believe it till you do, and that's a good thing. Amen. But after you read it, you're stuck with it. In the third chapter of the book of Galatians, you see down here in the 13th verse, which said, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, or all the rest of us, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. We might receive what the Spirit promised Abraham. Well, that goes all the way back to what the Spirit said to Adam. Be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth, subdue it. Have dominion over everything that's alive. Now, in that third chapter of Galatians, back up from that 13th verse, back up to the 7th verse. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children or the seed of Abraham. And the scripture, the what? The scripture, the word of God, the inspired utterance of the Holy Ghost through Holy Ghost people, men. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify or make righteous in his eyes the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. That's the gospel! Brother Copeland, I thought preaching salvation was the gospel. It is. What do you think salvation is? That is salvation from the curse and salvation into the blessing. Hallelujah. Was there any death in the Garden of Eden? No. So then the first job of that blessing is to get rid of that death. If it's going to reproduce the Garden of Eden, it's going to have to get the death out of here. So the new birth is part of the blessing. That's the gospel. Was there any sickness in the Garden of Eden? Absolutely none. Then the first job for the blessing to recreate the Garden of Eden in your environment through you. It starts when you got born again, that blessing's on the inside of you as a seed. Yeah. You keep watering it and growing it by faith, and you keep releasing it, and it'll come out of your spirit. It will begin to affect your physical body. It will begin to affect your mind. It will then move out of you and begin to affect your environment everywhere you go. That's the reason God doesn't think twice about sending you into some terrible, horrible place on earth, some terrible old sin-ridden company, some place to work that you wouldn't even go, you wouldn't be seen down there. Why do you send me down there? Can't you send me to some Christian company? What for?
Yeah, praise God. Come on. Come on. Preach that.
If you'll find out where you're supposed to be, you'll find out the place on this earth where the blessing on you and in you will work at its best. You are a Garden of Eden walking around with legs and a mouth to bless.
In addition to all the outreaches, Kenneth Copeland Ministry gives the first 10% of all income from contributions and sales to support various ministries taking the gospel around the world. Over the past 40 years, your seed has helped over 100 ministries, churches, orphanages, youth programs, and rehabilitation centers in over 120 countries. Because of you, people have heard the good news of Jesus Christ and their lives have been changed forever.
Our pastor said, turn to the left, turn to the right, tell the person next to you, you're going to die of something. And, you know, he was talking about the name it or claim it, blab it or grab it. I said, you know, that's how I got saved. I named it, I claimed it, I blabbed it, and I grabbed it. So I said, I told my husband, I said, we have got to find this church because my neighbor told me it was up 287. So we just got in the car one Sunday and started driving. We didn't know what time the service started. We just started driving down 287. And we ended up at a gas station and we asked the attendant, and I said, do you know if Kenneth Copeland is out here? We didn't know the name of the church or anything. And she said, oh, yeah, just keep going. And she gave us a direction. So obviously she has lots of those requests. And she led me to the church. And Pastor George was preaching on aggressive faith. And this was just before the Southwest Believers Convention about 4 years ago. And we went to the entire convention. And we went on partner night that Friday. But I didn't know what a partner was. I didn't know if I could go. I didn't know if you had to pay. I had never heard of that word before. I knew about tithe and I knew about offering, but I had no idea what a partner was. We were so desperate for the manifestation of the Word of God in our lives. We were willing to do whatever the prophet said that we were supposed to do. So we became partners then. I have a covenant with him. I have a covenant with God, and I have a covenant relationship with my partner, my prophet. And that same anointing that he has, I have working in me in my daily job as a mom and my daily job as a teacher. I need that. I need that same anointing operating in me.
Ever since 1967, when the Lord first told Kenneth Copeland to declare the uncompromised Word of God on every available voice, proclaiming God's Word all over the world has been the mission of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are committed to keeping the Word of God before your eyes, teaching you principles to live victoriously, and enabling you to reach out and share those same principles with others. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive a study guide, the audio teaching, The Anointing and Partnership, and Covenant Promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions Brother Copeland prays over his partners 365 days a year. Become a partner today. Or to find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, request the Get Connected package. As you partner with us, we press on together, reaching our families, friends, and people all over the world, as we declare that Jesus is Lord. Become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today. Request your free new partner package on our website at kcm.org or when you call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. If you're interested in knowing more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you can request a free inquiry package called Get Connected, More About Partnership. Let us hear from you today. Together, we can make a difference.
Let me ask you, a really important question. This comes up a lot. It comes up in the difference between just raising money or doing something to cause money to come into a project or something, and actually being in partnership with people in ministry. Now, Jesus said in the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians that he is talking about Jesus here. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for this reason, for the perfecting of the saints. Now, why does he want the saints perfected? For the work of the ministry, which is the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, notice there that the people that were being ministered to and through apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers were actually out helping meet the needs of people. Well, shouldn't they receive the same blessing as the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher? They're out there doing the work. Now, when you realize this, Gloria was just talking about this just before we came on the air, and she said, people need to realize that God has provided the very same blessing for them as he has for us. It's not big blessing, little blessing, and no. Listen to the rest of this. Till we all come in the unity of the faith, till we all come together, doing together, working together, amen, till we all come in the unity of the faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness Hallelujah. Of the anointing of Jesus. Praise it's God. Jesus' anointing. It's Jesus' blessing. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Excellent. Not Kenneth and Gloria or somebody.
Actually,
it is
we're
Jesus.
All partners with him.
That's we are the deal. Partners with him.
That's right.
He did not say, boys, I'm going into all the world and I'm going to preach the gospel to every creature and I'm going to do miracles and I'm blah, 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 and I want you to go with me. No, he said, you go into all the world and you preach the gospel to every creature and you lay hands on the sick and they'll recover and yeah. you cast out the devil and I'm going to go with you.
That inspires my faith to think I'm partners with Jesus.
That's what we
are. In the same blessing.
In the same Ooh. Blessing, same anointing. And that's what the Apostle Paul was telling his partners in Ephesus, his partners in Philippi. He was telling them, you have the same anointing on you that I have on me. Remember now what he said? My God shall meet your needs. He didn't say, it would have been just as true if he'd have said, our God. Mm-hmm. It would have been just as true if he'd have said, your God will meet your needs according to his riches and glory. But he's making a specific point here about partnership. And he said, my God,
yeah.
my calling, the calling of an apostle, an apostolic partner to Jesus. I love what you brought up there. We're partners with Jesus. Whew. He said, my God will meet your needs according to his riches in glory.
Praise God. What a deal.
Hallelujah. Mm. So let me ask you this. What is the most important? The person that does the preaching or the person that bought the fuel for the airplane, the car, and the transportation when you got there, and or the person that paid for the food while you're there? Or the person that bought the clothes on your back that you're yeah. standing up in that pulpit preach. I mean, what's more important? You can't put one of them more important than the other because you can't
good.
Do it unless you do it together.
That's right.
Amen.
Together we can do it.
Together we can get this thing Hallelujah. Done. Hallelujah. So, we love the testimonies and we love to hear from you. So let us know about your testimony. I'm thinking about that man in South Africa. Three guys followed him into his business at gunpoint and they wanted the key to the safe. And he hollered the name of Jesus at them and the safe wouldn't open. And they messed around in there and the safe wouldn't open. And he said he just began to pray in the spirit and stand on the word of God. They finally decided they didn't want no more of this. They just
Praise
left.
God.
Well, let me ask you something. That was because, and our partner that wrote that testimony in there said because of what they learned yeah. through this broadcast. Well, now that partner knows that. Not only can he teach it, but now he's helping us teach it. So the reward is the same. Amen.
You get excited.
Yeah, I do. But you know what? Then none of it happens until you make Jesus the Lord of your life.
That's right.
That's when it all comes together. Pray this with me right now. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, just say out loud,
Lord Jesus,
come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce it.
I renounce
it. I renounce the devil.
I renounce the devil.
And everything he stands for.
And everything he stands for.
I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior.
I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
To overflowing.
To overflowing.
I receive it.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you just prayed that with Gloria and me, if you'll write and let us know, call, get online, whatever you need to do. I want to send you these little books free and postpaid.
It took Ken and me years to learn what's in these books.
I wish I'd had a set of those right after we got saved. You know what? That would have saved me 5 years of getting kicked around by the devil and everything else. If we'd had that to help you get started studying your Bible, it's free and postpaid. If you want to become a new partner with us, let me know. We'll send you this new partner package, and this is loaded. You've got covenant promises right out of the promises right out of the Bible. The message on the anointing in partnership. Praise God. All of this, now I'm sending you this free and postpaid. Understanding the Covenant of Partnership. This is a study book that will take you all the way through the Scriptures. And some other really good stuff in here. Plus, the commitment that we have made to our partners and the covenant that we entered into with you. Praise God. Amen. I really do appreciate you spending this time with us today. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. We would like to welcome our new partners. Receive your new partner package by visiting our website at kcm.org or by calling us toll-free at 1-800-575-4455. This free package shares the bond of partnership and our vision to help people around the world. If you'd like more information about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, ask for our inquiry package called Get Connected. More about partnership.
It's almost like being plugged into a tree and you get the sap of life. You get new revelation, you get new anointing, you get new encouragement, you get a new opportunity to also do the same for them, to pray and to believe God with them in things that we are all believing for, like a Citation 10, for example. And it's very different to face difficulties and trials and tribulations when you know that you are covered with prayer by somebody who does love you with the love of the Lord.
They say they pray for their partners every day. To know that somebody like that is praying for me, I mean, that is to me, that is pretty awesome.